Good morning, Unleashed Lund Loyalists. Thanks for tuning in live each weekday at 8 a.m. on YouTube, Instagram, and X. Remember, please like and subscribe and listen where you get your podcasts. Be on the lookout for Lund Loyalists' perks by joining the club. And if you really want your comments read during the show, you can use supers and stickers. Now, as close to on time as he gets, here's Johnny. It's a John Lund Unleashed emergency show.
911, what's your emergency?
Something big must have happened because Lund isn't getting off his ass for just any old breaking news. A big trade, free agent signing, or his family is just sick of hearing him talk sports all day.
Hell yeah!
It's a John Lund Unleashed emergency show.
911, what's your emergency?
Something big must have happened because Lund isn't getting off his ass for just any old breaking news. A big trade, free agent signing, or his family is just sick of hearing him talk sports all day.
Hell yeah!
Make sure you are subscribed to John Lund Unleashed Pod on YouTube and the podcast, or you might miss the news. Now with whatever it is, here's Johnny.
There it is, the Dallas Mavericks ruin, I tell you, the NBA. It is time for an emergency show, and we don't just do these for anything. Like the voice girl says, I'm not going to get off my ass for just anything, but late on Saturday, Luka Doncic is traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the LA Lakers. How do the Lakers keep doing these kind of things over the years? We'll continue this conversation. This is no dig at Anthony Davis, and this thing is deep. And no, Mark Cuban doesn't own the Dallas Mavericks anymore. Well, he owns 27% of them, but this is Miriam Adelson. Adelson's out of Las Vegas. You remember they tried to get the Raiders with Mark Davis. Anyway, there's lots of layers to this whole thing, and it will relate back to the Warriors as well. So again, welcome in. It is an emergency show. Luka Doncic goes from the Mavericks to the Lakers. And just to tell you, there it is. There is the show covered today, Mavs ruin the NBA. Plus, even if it is an emergency show, we have the chalkboard. So you look on the right side, Luka for AD. We'll get to that in a second. Cuban doesn't own the Mavericks. We'll get deeply into that. Acknowledge that AD is absolutely great, first ballot Hall of Famer, but value is the name of the game, generational talent. I'll explain to you true number ones and why this long-term is such a bad deal and what a number one is and what the responsibilities are. How many are there out there as far as number ones and trues? The Lakers do this all the time. Long-term, what is this going to mean? And short-term, and of course, Warriors outlook. That sound you hear is Steph Curry crying in the corner. Now, let me start with this. I'm going to present this because not only will I do this story for you, the sweet, clean viewer and listener at John Lund Unleashed on YouTube, John Lund Unleashed Pod. Please make sure that you are checking that out. Also on the podcast, John Lund Unleashed. If you want to listen to this version, that is absolutely great. Do that on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Also, weekdays at 8 a.m., we do the show live Monday through Friday, not only on YouTube, on the YouTube channel where you should subscribe and make sure that your alerts are on so you don't miss anything like this. If your alerts were on, you would have gotten an alert on this. We're also on X and we're on Instagram as well as YouTube, the YouTube channel, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. So please tell all your friends and enemies. This is what I wrote, and you can check this out on the blog, All Things Unleashed, at johnlundunleashed.com. Mavs ruin the NBA. Mavericks gift Lakers a new era post-LeBron with Luka Doncic trade. And then I have a bunch of fancy pictures. They keep doing this all the time. Mark Cuban must be not aware of what happened. And then I go into the ones, which right there, as you can see, a small list and only elite have won a title. I'll go back to that, a tick below, close but never was, and then we finish everything up. So if you want to read about what I'm about to say, and it's easier for you, just go to johnlundunleashed.com. All right, let's get into this whole conversation, and there's a bunch of different ways, like I said, that we're going to do this. Let's start first and foremost with this. Miriam Adelson owns the Dallas Mavericks, not Mark Cuban. Now, Mark Cuban does own 27% of the Mavericks, but Mark Cuban, my point in bringing this up first and foremost is, would have never, I tell you, traded Luka Doncic, especially to the LA Lakers. He knows what it means to the league. He knows what Dallas means. I'll explain that in a minute, having worked in Dallas, but that's a minor side story to this, all this kind of stuff. But I woke up this morning to this news on Sunday, and a lot of people were going, how could Cuban possibly do this? He didn't. The Adelsons did. What does that matter? Well, the Adelsons have owned the Dallas Mavericks just over a year. They closed on the deal for the Mavericks in December of 2023. They don't live in Dallas. They live in Las Vegas. And I don't think she understands, even though she's worth $32 billion, the landscape of the NBA. So the landscape of the NBA is you don't help out the Lakers, all right? Mark Cuban knows that. You don't trade Luka Doncic to the Western Conference. That's one. Two, as far as Mark Cuban would have been concerned, there's no way he does this, but the Adelsons do it because they've owned the team since December of 2023. And in Dallas, this is the way it works. It's football, 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 then more football. High school football, college football, pro football, Cowboys, whatever is a football, an oblong object, that's what they're into. Occasionally, I tell you, if a Dirk Nowitzki is around or Luka Doncic is around, then they might pay attention to basketball. When I worked there, I was there when the Mavericks went against the We Believe Warriors, and they had won 67 games, and everyone was excited, and it was a blip on the radar to all the football that was going on. So when you trade Luka Doncic, no matter if it's Anthony Davis, who I will acknowledge in a second, as a first ballot Hall of Famer, you're losing the interest in your own market, let alone the NBA. So there's that aspect of it. Ms. Adelson did not know what she was doing. She doesn't understand the seismic shift she is making, not only in the NBA by giving the Lakers a generational talent like Luka Doncic, but she's also hurting herself in her own market and ticket sales. And oh, by the way, relevancy, because now the Lakers will be on national TV, I don't know, 80 times probably. So that's one side of it. Cuban wouldn't have done this. Miriam Adelson did. In regards to what it means from a big picture standpoint, let's acknowledge how great Anthony Davis is. He's a 10-time All-Star. He's a 3-time All-NBA first-teamer. He was the first overall pick of the 2012 NBA draft, and whether we want to acknowledge it or not, was a driving force. They never would have gotten the NBA title, whether it be a bubble title or whatever you want to call it. They won the NBA title fair and square in 2020, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. They don't do that without Anthony Davis. So this is not a knock on Anthony Davis, but what this is it's about true number one. Short term, will the Mavericks be okay with Kyrie Irving, the perpetual Robin to someone's Batman? And this time Anthony Davis has got to be a Batman, but Anthony Davis really, even though he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, is more of a Robin than he is a Batman, a true number one leading man, which is what Luka Doncic, especially at the age of 25, is. So we acknowledge Anthony Davis. There's no question about it. But by trading Doncic, what you are doing is there are only a handful of these guys. And so I showed you quickly in the piece, but let me show you, and then I'll explain what a true number one is. But if you see right there, to me, there is a small list of elite players who are a true, what you would call a number one. There's LeBron at 40, as you can see. There's Steph at age 37. There's Jokic at 29. There's Durant at 36, Antetokounmpo at 30, Doncic at 25, and then there's a tick below to me, Jason Tatum. And even though he's great and has a title, some people think Jaylen Brown is better. They're at least on the same wavelength to me. And then maybe someday in the league right now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama, who if I had to bet on anybody, would be him. Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, could be. And then maybe, and Booker's not too old, but I think he's definitely a Robin. And then Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard probably never were, but a really good number two men. So that's what I mean by that. So you'll ask yourself, well, what truly is, what defines what a number one talent is? Because everyone's like, well, Anthony Davis is really, 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 really good. First ballot Hall of Famer. You just mentioned 10-time All-Star, blah, 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 blah. And there's no doubt. And maybe in the short term, he might fit better next to Kyrie than what Luka is. But what a number one is, it's almost like American Idol, if you ever watched American Idol. It's not only that you're so great, but it's what you have to be on and off the court. So you got to be great every night. That goes without saying. You got to be great every night. But not only do you have to be great every night, people want to buy tickets to see you play home and away. Okay? So the best example I can give, the Steph Curry, the LeBron James, the who's playing tonight on the other team. Don't think about your team. Think about the other team and why you would want to go see that team play. Do you say to yourself, I want to go see Anthony Davis play? I don't. Anthony Davis is not a reason for me to buy tickets. As great as he is, that's the difference between really, 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 really good. And I'm not saying Davis isn't a Hall of Famer because he's a first ballot. But we all know in every single sport, there's that layer. And then I'm going to go out of the screen here, way up here. The elite of the elite of the elite. The no questions asked guys. Well, for Luka, I'm going to buy a ticket for Luka. I'm going to buy a ticket for LeBron. I'm going to buy a ticket for Steph. I'm going to buy a ticket for Giannis. Like, there's certain players I'm buying a ticket for, and there's that many of those guys in the NBA, and that's what Luka is. So on the court, you buy the ticket for him home and away. Off the court, he's got to answer all the questions after the game. He is the number one go-to guy, and Luka's got some maturing to do. There's no question about it. But he gets asked the question and has to defend his own team. That's what he has to do behind the scenes. He has to win at a really high level. He has to be the CEO of the basketball team. He has to be great with endorsements. He has to, there's just everything. He can't get caught up in Twitter beef wars or social media. And again, I'm not saying Luka is perfect in that way, but that's a leading man is not just the guy who gets 30 and 8. Luka gets 30, 10, and 12. He triple doubles out at most games. Now, is he perfect in the respect of he has a pack from Holmes dad bod? He's not always in the best shape. Defense is optional. I understand all those things. He's 25. And the reason why the rest of the NBA is freaking out is because you either draft one of these guys, and you get lucky sometimes when you do, either draft one of these guys maybe once every 10 years, if that. Again, the elite of the elite of the elite of the elite. Maybe once every 10 years, and they never, ever, ever come out on the market. Not at 25, maybe at 35. You know, Steph may be traded, I've told you this, in the offseason at 37. You might see that kind of a guy. Kevin Durant, the Warriors got lucky in a free agent signing and got Durant in his prime. But guys bounce around like a Harden or a Durant. And I'm saying Durant is one of these guys. Hey, Kevin Durant's playing tonight. I'm going to go see Kevin Durant play. There are very few of these guys in the league. Anthony Davis is not one, as great as he is. And Luka Doncic is. And so it's a long-term thing. If in your head you're sitting there going, no, Anthony Davis is really, really good. I'm not saying he's not. He's a Hall of Famer. Luka Doncic is the next level. I buy tickets to see him play. He's the CEO of my basketball team. He's the guy that it just everything revolves around him. Players want to come play for the organization because of him. That's not Anthony Davis. So that's what a number one is, and there's just not enough of those guys in the NBA. And when the gods of basketball decide to bestow upon you one of those, like they did in 2018, where Phoenix, what are you thinking? Sacramento, what the hell? Atlanta had him, traded him for Trae Young, and Trae Young's okay. But again, there's a different level between even Luka and Trae Young. And you look at their numbers there, they're not hugely different. You know, if you go over per game, 28.6 to Luka, 25.2 to Trae Young, 8.7 rebounds to 3.5, 8.3 assists to 9.7. So again, if you're that analytical person and you look at it and you say, well, you know, Trae Young and Luka aren't that different. Oh yeah, really? Why did Luka Doncic take a Mavericks team last year that should have been nowhere near the NBA Finals, kind of like what LeBron used to do with those Cavalier teams, and yet they're in the NBA Finals? Ever think about that? Because things go beyond numbers. Luka's that good. He draws that much attention. He's that great of a passer. He needs to get better at defense. He needs to get that dad bought out. Believe me, when he goes to LA, gets a little vitamin D, kale shakes, sees what kind of shape everybody's in, gets himself a little bit of a tan, that moon tan goes away a little bit. All of a sudden, Luka, wow. He's a modern-day Larry Bird with the moon tan to match. You don't trade those kind of players at 25. You have a better long-term version, a vision of that. And then the other thing is that has, I've talked about all these different reasons why. What the Lakers unfortunately bought that the Warriors, which I'll get into in a second, couldn't, or the Mavericks with their new ownership, Miriam Adelson and company, didn't understand that Mark Cuban certainly would have, because Cuban's been around the NBA for years and Adelson's only been around for just over a year. First of all, you don't trade anybody to the Lakers and make them relevant. That's the whole point. All of a sudden, the Lakers now who are scrambling, LeBron's 40. And he's not playing like it. He just had a triple-double the other night with the Knicks. So he is kicking Father Time in the nuts for the time being, although Father Time will eventually get up and win that race. But for now, the Lakers are like, oh my God, how do we do this? How do we bridge this gap? How do we find the next? How do we find the next? Who's the next? Ling, 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 ling. Well, there's no old-time rotary phones anymore, but the phone is answered. Here, I'll give you a little prop. Hello, Luka Doncic. Are you kidding me? I'll give up anything. So they do. They give up a lot in Anthony Davis. There's no question. They give up, you know, a first-round pick, which, by the way, is going to be near the end of the round, so that's not going to matter. Max Christie's an okay player, but this is going to go down in history. Anthony Davis is 31, Luka's 25. It's going to go down in history as, after Davis is long gone and a great player and acknowledged as such, 75th anniversary team, what the hell were they thinking? This is going to be a what the hell were they thinking trade in which you ask yourself, how did they do that? So much so that Shams, people thought he was hacked. This is Tyrese Halliburton. Shams got hacked when he broke the news last night. And then he had to come out, Shams Charania had to come out and say, seriously, it's really me. It's 1,000% real. And you had to check for the check mark. That's how weird it was. Like, they're not trading Luka to the Lakers. They're not. It's not happening. No, seriously, I'm Shams. This is not hacked. There's the blue check mark, which anybody can get now. Seriously, this happened. And here's the thing that pisses you the most off if you're a fan that's not in L.A., that doesn't wear purple and gold sunglasses, that's not looking over Manhattan Beach blaring Randy Newman's I Love L.A. as you laugh in your new Luka 77 jersey. This right here. How do they keep doing this? Kareem back in 75. Wilt back in 68. Anthony Davis in 2019 for the Pelicans and the Lakers. Kobe Bryant, see that Hornets hat? He was the 13th overall pick in 96, and the Hornets went, Vlade Divac for some young kid out of Philadelphia? Great idea. So when people say this is the worst trade in NBA history, it's not. It's Vlade Divac. It's Vlade Divac for Kobe Bryant. It's not even close. We have recency bias here. Anthony Davis is a Hall of Famer. Vlade Divac was a failed front office guy in Sacramento. Was solid for a few years for both the Lakers and the Kings, but don't get me wrong. He's no Kobe Bryant. That's the worst trade in NBA history. But look at these trades. Kareem and Dave Myers. I'm not going to bore you with all these names. He was a nice, solid player. There's some good guys in that trade. You know, Anthony Davis, Lonzo Ball, and Brandon Ingram, and Jason Hart. There's some nice players in that trade. But what do I tell you all the time? 90% of the time or more, the best player is the team that won the trade. Luka's better than Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is really good. I'm not here. It's not an indictment on Anthony Davis. But for some reason, drunken GMs and owners continue to give the Lakers the spotlight. Let's make the Lakers relevant. Okay, here's Luka for a 31-year-old Anthony Davis who's a really good player, but not at Luka's level. I can't help you if you don't understand that. That is a true number one, is what that is. That's what it is. There's a difference between Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic. There's a difference between a 25-year-old Luka Doncic in the prime of his career in reinvigorating the Lakers and giving them relevance again. They're relevant because of LeBron, but the clock was ticking. The sand was coming out of the hourglass, and the Lakers like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And they get gifted Luka Doncic. So now it's 80 regular season games. Now it's all the executives falling all over themselves again for Lakers games. It's players calling their agents saying, I want to play with Luka. That's the type of player, because he moves the ball. They're always going to be good. All the campaigns, all the billboards, everything is centered around Luka. He's that kind of guy. He's a true number one. So now players are calling their agent, get me to L.A., because they wanted to go to L.A. anyway. They didn't want to go to L.A. to play with a 40-year-old LeBron James for a play-in team. They didn't want to do that. But now Luka Doncic is 25. They basically took LeBron, put him into a time machine, and all of a sudden he pops out and he's 25. Now, look, he's not the defender that LeBron is. He doesn't get to the hoop like LeBron. I'm not saying that the way that they play the game is exactly the same, but they both distribute the basketball. They both have the it. You know what the it is? A lot of times it can't be explained, but it is a thing. And Luka has the it. And Anthony Davis is really, really good, but he's perpetually a really, 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 really high-end Robin. And Luka and LeBron and Curry and Giannis, they're Batman. It's the best way to describe it. It's Batman and Robin. You can have a really high-end Robin. Both Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are really high-end Robins. Now, could they make a run? Sure. Mavericks in the short term, it's not a horrible trade, but you don't trade generational talents, true number ones, especially when they're 25 years old. And that's what the Mavericks just did. And that's what the Lakers just did in taking advantage of an owner who's owned a team for a year and doesn't know the rule. Don't trade anyone like that to the Lakers. So that's that. Now, here's also what you want to know. How exactly, let me do this before I get to the Warriors side of this whole thing. There's two more things I want to show you. Mark Cuban clearly didn't know anything was going on because this is 2 days ago and he hasn't said anything today because he's probably so pissed off. Because again, he owns 27% of the Mavericks, but he doesn't have the power he used to in terms of saying, and I'm sure he did this, but he doesn't have the power to veto it, where he probably told when he heard about this, Merriam Adelson and the powers that be with the Mavericks. And again, this is an owner trade. They've got a great GM. They have a great organization, but the owner said, do this. When it's done at this level, you know this, it's done with the owner saying yes, who's only owned the team for over a year. So Mark Cuban says, those TV ratings for the All-Star game going to be crazy, laugh out loud. NBA going to NBA. Just insane. Luka and Kai aren't going. He didn't know about this. He probably knew about it about 24 hours ago and pleaded with the then powers that be, they own 77% of the Mavericks, to not make this move, and especially don't make this move with the Lakers in mind, because he understands that it's more than basketball. It's more than basketball. It's about having a leading man. It's about TV. It's about ratings. It's about ticket sales. It's about the guy with the it. And the second thing is, and I can't believe this, and then we'll get to the Steph Curry part of this whole thing. They didn't even open it up for bidding. Asked one NBA executive if he knew Luka was available, how much would he offer in a potential trade? Quote, unquote, everything. The Mavericks appear to have missed a golden opportunity to create a historic bidding war ahead of the deadline. And there he is going to the NBA Finals last year with basically nothing by his side. So if you wonder to yourself, how good is he? It's LeBron-ish, the kind of team that he brought to the NBA Finals last year. That's what Luka did. So yeah, dad bod. Yeah, isn't always into it. Yeah, whiny face. Yeah, crying for fouls. Yeah, he needs to get in better shape and drink a kale shake. Could play defense. That would be nice. But they still went to the finals, and he's 25. So what do you think he's going to do when he's going to get to LA? This is what good organizations do. He's going to get in better shape. He is going to play a little bit more defense. He is going to get better and better. They are going to explain to him exactly the Laker way, and this happens all the time in every sport, no matter whether you want to admit it or not or hate the Lakers or not. He's going to be better, and he's not, and he's 25 years old. He's not even in his prime. He's not even in his prime. So then the last thing you want to know is, how does this affect one Stephen Curry? Well, first of all, can you hear that noise? It's Steph crying in the corner because they didn't make this move, because the Mavericks didn't open this up to everybody to make some sort of a historical bid for Luka Doncic. Because what you're thinking and what we've talked about so many times, the Warriors, is how are they going to do the next? They are clearly not in a window. They're in 11th place. It doesn't matter outside of Luka Doncic or someone similar that they could grab at the deadline and not give up Steph Curry. That's the only way they could turn this thing around. We've talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks, if not months and years. How do they get back to relevancy? Because right now, they're not the championship Warriors. They're the play-in Warriors. What were the Lakers? The play-in Lakers, not the championship Lakers. And all of a sudden, in one fell swoop, Luka Doncic, LeBron, they keep Reeves. All of a sudden, you're thinking to themselves, that could be an upper echelon team in the Western Conference. And if you don't believe me, you just saw Luka Doncic take the Mavericks to the NBA Finals last year, and he didn't have a guy named LeBron. So they could be that team. So you're asking yourself, how does that happen with Steph Curry? I don't know. Is there another drunken general manager or owner out there? That's about the only way, because we've been talking about Jimmy Butler, not Luka Doncic. We've been talking about, Brandon Ingram, who was in the Anthony Davis trade from the Lakers to the Pelicans, not Luka Doncic. So unless there's some move and this thing came out of nowhere, then the insiders didn't know, and Shams had to say, I am serious. So unless there is some kind of a trade we don't know about, and I'm sure now there's pressure, not on Mike Dunleavy. I have to tell you this again and again and again. Mike Dunleavy has nothing to do with this. This is Joe Lacob. This was also Jeannie Buss and Merriam Adelson for the Mavericks and the Lakers. This was not general managers. They might have started this talk, but then it's almost like, well, I got to go ask my parents. Yeah, you can't stay the night because you have to ask your parents. Well, this is on a really high level, having to ask your parents to stay the night. I got to go ask my parents. I got to go ask my owner. Hold on. And the owner for the Mavericks is only owned the team for a year, lives in Las Vegas, nowhere near Dallas, doesn't understand the landscape and architecture of the NBA, and makes a move that is going to have negative implications on everybody in the league outside of LA for 10 to 15 years, because I'm sorry to heap on more bad news. Luka Doncic doesn't rely on athleticism. I don't know if you knew that. It's a lot of basketball smarts. So what is Luka? Luka's 25. Now, again, dad bod Patrick Mahomes, but he could probably play to 37, 38 or more if he gets himself in decent shape, because he doesn't rely on athleticism. He relies on understanding basketball, all the intricacies of the game, really good shooter, really great passer, all these different things, can defend, but we all know that. But he's going to play for a long time, and it's going to change the landscape of the league. So those who are saying Anthony Davis is not chopped liver, he's not. But he is not Luka Doncic. He's not a true number one. He's not a true game changer. He's a Robin to the Batman. He's really good, and I'm not disparaging him. But this is a different level of player, both on and off the court. A true number one in a league that has a lot of guys acting like number ones and being paid like number ones. But when it comes down to it, make the big shot, be consistent game after game, be the CEO off the court, don't make any mistakes, don't do something stupid on social media, be a great representation of the team and the league, go out there and do tons of endorsements and don't screw that up. Don't do anything dumb or illegal. Don't do anything immoral. All these things that when you're the one, there's a stack of them that you got to be. And while Luka's not perfect, he's 25 and he's damn close. And he can carry a team to the NBA Finals because he just did. Major move for the Los Angeles Lakers and a major loss for the rest of the NBA. And from a Warriors perspective, how do the Warriors look at this trade and say, we're fine, we're good, we're going to just bring in, I don't know. And again, the guys that they could potentially bring in, the names we hear, like I told you last week, Bobby Marks from ESPN is talking about Looney for a second rounder. That's the big move for the Warriors. Now, maybe they're going to surprise us. Maybe they're going to look at this whole thing and say, damn, the Lakers just got really relevant again, especially after LeBron leaves, which is the big picture here. The small picture is, hey, you know what? The Mavericks could be all right in this deal. Anthony Davis, 31, still pretty good. Kyrie Irving, maybe it fits better. It might, but there's a whole thing way out here. That's that. This thing way out here where Luka Doncic goes to the Lakers, it's called big picture. The Lakers get it, and clearly the new management of the Mavericks don't, and there's nobody in the league that told them the rules. You don't trade with the Lakers. It's been done time, and time again. Haven't I shown this already? My God, man, stop it already. Haven't you seen this picture before, Merriam Adelson? Brutal. The Warriors are about to be sitting back going, what the hell do we do? Because the Lakers just became more relevant than you. Great run for the Warriors, tremendous. And when Steph Curry talks, and I'll give you this as a bonus because we played this on Friday, listen to Curry, just the tone of his voice, defeated. And I think that especially because of this, Steph Curry is going to ask for a trade in the offseason.
22 years, so it's a little less.
Do you expect it to be even tenser than normal for a trade deadline week over the next week, considering this moment for you guys and where you sit right now in the standings?
Only real difference is you're another year away from the 22 years, so it's a little less of a, like, I think every trade deadline since has been a little uneasy, but the further you get away from winning, it becomes a little bit more of a sense of urgency. So it's the NBA, nothing different than guys have experienced before. You have to be able to play through it, keep confidence, understand there's so many things you can control, so just play basketball.
That's not a confident guy. That's not a guy that's feeling great about the deadline. That's not a guy that I think is going to be here potentially, not at the deadline because there's too much to do to trade a guy like Steph Curry. But I think he's relegated to the fact that he looks at the Lakers and says, I can't compete with that. We're not going to get a Luka Doncic. We're not going to get a superstar like that. We're not going to get a player in his prime like that. What am I doing? I can't compete with that. That might have nailed the coffin as far as Steph Curry. And he'll come back with this team if he does get dealt in the offseason. But if I'm Steph Curry, I'm texting LeBron James, and it's not something that's for public consumption. Everybody's texting LeBron James like that. And everybody, executives around the league, are texting each other going, how the hell did that happen? And how the hell was I not involved in that? And why was there not a bidding war? I mean, if the biggest charge against the Mavericks beyond you can't trade with the Lakers like that, and it's a generational talent, and it's a true number one, and all these other things, she's got to know as the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, even if you don't know NBA protocol, you know business protocol when you're worth $32 billion as she is, which is this: basic leverage. If one team, if negotiating with one team is good, negotiating with all the teams is great. You could have created a bidding war of historic proportions in the history of the league. This is one of the biggest trades. I don't have recency bias. It isn't the biggest, and it isn't the most lopsided, because that's completely disrespectful to Anthony Davis. But in terms of big picture, you're scratching your head going, okay, the Lakers called, you answered, and you negotiated with one team. Who does that? Especially when you're worth $32 billion and you understand business. Open it up to all the teams. I understand Luka might find out. How about Luka might find out versus you making a trade that's not the best trade for your team in the long run? And that's what the Dallas Mavericks just did. So unless you are on, I don't know, Manhattan Beach with purple and gold sunglasses, with the top rolled down, listening to, I don't know, I Love LA by Randy Newman, this is a horrible trade for the rest of the league. And that is the latest on Anthony Davis. It's John Lund Unleashed. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. on John Lund Unleashed Pod on YouTube. Make sure that you're subscribing to the pod. Make sure you have your alerts on so you'll have emergency news like this one and my thoughts on it. Go to johnlundunleashed.com. The video is there. And the story around it as well that I wrote about Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic, the trade itself. So that's at johnlundunleashed.com. Watch the video, read the story, make sure you're here with us, 8 a.m. Pacific time. We go as long as you need to. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturdays. And as this show is, when news breaks.
Thanks for hanging out with John Lund Unleashed. We'll try to be better next time, though I wouldn't hold my breath. Please like and subscribe on the John Lund Unleashed Pod YouTube channel. Watch live shows weekdays at 8 a.m. on YouTube, Instagram, and X. And make sure to have your alerts on for shows throughout the day or night. All things Lund can be found at johnlundunleashed.com. johnlundunleashed.com.
Goodbye!